I'm gonna put you in your place. You play with dynamite, don't be surprised when I blow up in your face.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More troops headed for Los Angeles on orders of President Trump amid protests over immigration policies, including hundreds of active duty Marines plus thousands of National Guard troops ordered by the president. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
I have 394 National Guard men and women down at the border. I imagine they may even be pulled for this theatrical display.
The president.
He should only be happy I sent in the military, because if I didn't send them in, you would have had a problem there, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time.
Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Russia following up on Sunday's and Monday's huge drone attacks with another one overnight. Ukraine says over 300 were launched. Israel deported activist Greta Thunberg, says the country's foreign ministry, a day after the Gaza-bound ship she was on was seized by the Israeli military. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com.
Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July milk up 17 at 1881, August up 31 to 1932, September up 29 to 1942, October up 28 at 1938. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 186, 40-pound blocks up 2.25 to 188. 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a half to 255. 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 126 and a half. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 57 and 3 quarters. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they were mostly higher as ample fundamental support continued to encourage traders to move prices higher and beyond resistance thresholds. Now, at some point, packers will have enough supply bought up to lower the cash markets rally, but that hasn't happened as of yet. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly higher as traders are hopeful that consumer demand will continue to help fuel the market rally this week. June live cattle up 70 cents to 227. August up 37 cents to 219.25. August feeder cattle up $1.50 to 311.65. June hogs up 15 cents to 102.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day as not a lot of news on the trader tariff side and the weather starting to moderate just a bit. And that is helping to provide the pressure to the markets. Also, a lot of USDA reports to come out this week. New crop corn down 11 and a quarter to 438. New crop beans down 6 and a quarter to 1030 and 3 quarters. July wheat down 12 and 3 quarters to 542. And Minneapolis wheat July down 12 and 3 quarters to 622 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Local markets from Monday, Elsevia Durand, cash corn 387, July 389, new crop 378, cash beans 976, July 981, new crop 941. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn at 395.5, July 395.5, August 402.25, new crop 388. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 407, new crop 391. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 383, new crop 388. Cash beans 986, new crop 955. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 388. Cash beans 971, new crop 946. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 407, July 409, August 402, new crop 399. Cash beans 1023, July 1025, August 1004, new crop 972. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, July 381, new crop 384. Cash beans 989, July 989, new crop 962. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 212 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 182 to 209, market cows 125 to 150, bulls 156 to 202, calves 540 to 1570, beef steers 235 to 760, Holstein steers 182 to 590. Sheep markets, market lambs 245 and down, light lambs 260 and down, ewes 135 and down. Goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 490 and down. That is the check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be quite a bit warmer today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low down to around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and nighttime showers and thunder showers. And once again, a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
So me, hold on to you.
Well, she's right on the money. I wouldn't give her up for a thousand buckle bunnies. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. She's got my number, knows my favorite songs on the G-bomb. Goes to getting down like crazy and the whole place rocks. Yeah, we'll have a few and get to feeling right. She'll be my queen bee, I'll be her neon knight. Well, I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Too well, it hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see the only thing missing is me. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence. Not long. I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, who's that man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning? Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s this morning. The clouds are moving out, so we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and temperatures in the upper 70s. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment as well. Coming up, though, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Corn growers are wanting to keep their pesticides. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Make America Healthy Again Commission's report caught some pushback from U.S. agriculture. Several groups are concerned that the report casts doubt on the integrity of the EPA's federal review for crop production prospects. Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association, says they are offering significant feedback on a number of ideas in the report.
We definitely are providing feedback, trying to talk to them. We are somewhat frustrated because we haven't had the relationship as far as discussing with the MAHA folks. We're hoping to have some meetings with them to discuss some of this. We definitely think EPA is where pesticides should be, and we definitely have concerns that pesticide area stays in EPA. As I said before, we've had glyphosate and atrazine has been studied many, many years. They're reviewed every 15 years. We feel like they're good products, and we definitely think that EPA should be the one that's taking care of the regulation of that.
NCGA is continuing to reach out to administration and MAHA officials to ensure farmers keep the necessary tools safe for crop production.
We want to reach out to the administration and to the MAHA folks, and we want to communicate and talk to them. And we're hoping that we can have some meetings and work together on some of these issues to make sure that we keep our pesticide tools that we use, because, you know, we need these tools because we've gotten more sustainable. We've went down more of a conservation area with no-till and with cover crops. But we need some of these products in order to stay in that process versus going back to 30, 40 years ago where we were doing more tillage.
Along with the corn growers, other agricultural groups from dairy to beef and pork groups are all coming out with concerns with that Make America Healthy Again Commission report, and are also working with the administration to make their concerns known. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comro Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263 to learn more.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be quite a bit warmer today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low down to around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and nighttime showers and thunder showers. And once again, a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night. On a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire, and then with a little luck might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Time. not just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tire.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley, Mud on the Tires here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s. National Farmers Union concluded their 2025 All States Leadership Summit in Washington and have released the names of the newly elected members to serve on the National Youth Advisory Council. And there'll be a member from Wisconsin there. Ruby Schaefer from Wisconsin Farm Bureau has been elected to that. Now, the NYAC is selected each year at the All States Leadership Summit through a competitive application process to represent thousands of Farmers Union youth from across the country. The NYAC works closely with education staff to provide support during the NFU annual convention, helps plan the next summit, and completes leadership projects in their states. So congratulations to Ruby Schaefer. She's been elected to the National Youth Advisory Council with the National Farmers Union. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. At the end of May, while cattle prices were in record territory, a fake press release announced that screwworm had been discovered in Missouri. That false claim shook traders and hurt prices, and now the state of Missouri is investigating where it came from. I'll have more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
It's been said a lie can make it halfway around the world before the truth can put its pants on. And that's doubly true in this era of social media. On May 27th, a radio station in northwest Missouri received what appeared to be an official press release claiming that New World screwworm had been found in the state. Screwworm has been a major topic in the beef industry for months. The parasite, which eats living tissue and can kill cattle if left untreated, was eradicated from the U.S. decades ago. But after re-emerging in Central America, it's been creeping north through Mexico. In response, the USDA halted cattle imports from that country last month. The pest remains over 700 miles south of the U.S. border, and not in Missouri. But in this age of instant information, the false report was quickly picked up and shared. Cattle prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange dropped nearly 2% before recovering slightly, while daily trading volume surged almost 80% compared to the week before. That 2% drop might not sound like much, but with fat cattle valued near $3,500 per head, it works out to almost $70 per animal. That's between 25 and 30% of the average feedlot operator's profit margin. The Missouri Department of Agriculture says it is working with the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Rural Crimes Investigative Unit, the Livestock and Farm Protection Task Force, and the state's Attorney General's Office to determine the source of the hoax. In their statement, officials said they're looking into, quote, whether this was an act with malicious intent to cause panic in the agricultural markets. In addition to the state of Missouri, the Cattle Industry Association, RCAF USA, sent a letter to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, requesting an immediate investigation as well and demanding enforcement action if the Commodity Exchange Act has been violated. I'll be back with more when we return.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
While the state of Missouri investigates the false screwworm claims, farmers, ranchers, and traders are reminded to verify market-moving information with official sources. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, posts up-to-date alerts on their website and social media pages. It's worth the time to double-check any claims in this era of constant information. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Got a little spoon, a little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty in a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. Yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share.
they still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, get like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and praise and kind of time.
Country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
I hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. Met this southern girl. She said to call me the queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing blue suede shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. Fell in love with the queen of Memphis.
And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing blue suede shoes.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4.8 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending June 8th, according to USDA. Much of the state did receive rainfall, which was reportedly especially welcome in southern Wisconsin. Topsoil moisture was reported at 82% adequate and 2% surplus. Corn planting reached 97% complete. Corn emerged was at 82% complete. Corn condition was rated at 74% good to excellent. Meanwhile, soybeans were 95% planted and 73% emerged. Soybean condition was rated at 79% good to excellent. Winter wheat fields were 52% headed, 6 days behind last year. Winter wheat had just begun coloring in limited areas. Condition was rated at 70% good to excellent. Meanwhile, potato condition was rated at 91% good to excellent. The first cutting of alfalfa, 68% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 78% good to excellent. A Minnesota farmer and wants consumers and legislators to know sugar is an all-natural product. Tim Deal responded to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, who said sugar is poison back in April. Sugar is poison, and Americans need to know that that is what is poisoning us, Kennedy said. That was the same day that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins visited American Crystal Sugar Facility in North Dakota, owned by about 3,000 sugar beet growers in North Dakota and Minnesota. Sugar beet and sugarcane farmers have and always will support food and agriculture policies grounded in strong science, Deal said. It's an unwelcome shock for any farmer to hear our crops are compared to poison and illegal drugs, he said. Deal also said he didn't know anyone who would find that to be fair or evidence-based. He says there's concern from the secretary will act on this going forward, Deal added. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Agriculturalist members met with Wisconsin's congressional delegation in Washington to discuss issues impacting agriculture on June 4th. Issues discussed include strengthening workforce stability, supporting a pro-agriculture trade agenda, and encouraging opportunities for young farmers to get involved in the family farm. The June 2nd through the 6th trip was available to Farm Bureau members active in the Young Farmer and Agriculturalist program. The program provides members between the ages of 18 and 35 with an opportunity to enhance their leadership skills while networking with their peers. After spring planting is finished, agricultural producers should make an appointment with their local Farm Service Agency county office to complete the crop acreage report before the applicable deadline. July 15th is a major deadline for most crops, but acreage reporting deadlines do vary by county and crop. To ensure receipt of important safety net to disaster assistance, conservation and crop insurance program benefits, producers need to file an accurate crop acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planting acreage before the deadline, said FSA Administrator Bill Beam. For more information, visit fsa.usda.gov. The World Organization for Animal Health recently adopted an African swine fever vaccine standard as a means to help control the disease. The agreement was reached during the organization's 92nd general session in Paris last week. The organization feels ASF control is possible. Key elements of the new standard include that vaccines must be manufactured with the highest quality and be proven to be effective and safe for users. The organization warns that poor quality or non-compliant ASF vaccines may make the disease situation worse instead of improving it. To comply with the new standard, evidence will be required proving the vaccine's efficacy, including in terms of reducing the severity of the symptoms and further transmission of the virus. WOA says vaccination alone, even if it meets these standards, won't be enough without high levels of biosecurity, control of animal movement, and import restrictions. The decision to vaccinate ultimately rests with veterinary authority. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be quite a bit warmer today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low down to around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and nighttime showers and thunder showers. And once again, a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee with the first sunlight at last chance, Texaco. I'm thumbing through. Decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks the young. Cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. Didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down. Find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads up just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my heart
if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Heart is on the mend. I'll be alright, it's safe to say. 'Cause just like your love, this is only a phase. Well, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing new. Well, I'll get on my feet and over you. But your memory's taking second to a good book and a nice long bath.